y'all, and welcome to Pisces Opinion Podcast.
I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm your co-host, Brittany.
Before we get into the topics, please drop your comments down below and let your girls know, and put thumbs up and subscribe if you haven't already. She's back. Today's podcast guest is Tamika Greer. Hey, Tamika.
Hi. I'm so excited to be back. So yeah, like I'm ready for this this topic. I'm really excited.
Yes.
So let's get into the topic, love language and dating. First, we are going to start off with our test results. Tamika sent over a love language test for us to take. If you are listening on Spotify, we will leave a link in the description to test so you can find out your love language. Share your results of your love language test to us.
Tamika, you'll go first.
Okay. Are we doing the percentage? Because I wrote down my percentage as well.
Okay. You can share whatever you took from the test. It's up to you what you want to share about what their findings on your love language.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to say that I love the five love languages because number one, it's such an amazing tool when you're in relationships, whether it be intimate relationship, mother-daughter relationships, any type of relationship. So I take the test multiple times, depending where I'm at. And so I always kind of seem to get the same thing, but I'm going to share my results. Okay. So my primary love language is words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. Words of affirmation. Listen, tell me I'm beautiful. tell me that you love me. Like, I love hearing words of affirmation. My next love language is physical touch, which I absolutely love. I love to be touched. I want someone to hold my hand. I even love hugs. Mm-hmm. My next love language, which I only got 20%, which was interesting, was quality time.
Okay.
And 10% of my love language was acts of service, and the other 10% was receiving gifts. I mean, I love receiving gifts, but it's interesting that it was only 10%, but yeah.
All right, Brittany, you want to go next or you want me to go?
You can go.
All right. My love language was the highest was act of service, and it was 26%. Wow. Because I love when my husband just does something for me that he knows is going to take a load off my back. So he knows the act of service is my way of getting to my heart, and just those small things that he does around the house or just taking the time to help me out of my day. It's a big help to me. Words mm-hmm. of affirmation was number two, and it was 23%. I love to hear, like you said, Tamika, oh, you look beautiful today. I love the way you did your hair. Just those things of just giving me the encouragement and the love and just making my day good. And just that affirmation is always good. My third one was physical touch, and it was 19%. I do love hugs, like you said, Tamika. That just calms you and lets you know that your partner is thinking of you and he's just sharing that energy with you, that he knows that you're around and he still loves you. My fourth one was quality time. I do love quality time, and I've been trying to get back to that quality time like we used to have when we first started knowing each other. Quality time is a big thing that I love. And then the last one was 13%, and that's receiving gifts. It doesn't bother me to receive gifts all the time, but when he does give me gifts, it does show that he loves me and, you know, provides for me. But that's not a big love language to me, is receiving gifts. But I got 13%. I was really surprised to see 13% on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So mine's was 29% for receiving gifts. I like receiving gifts. Even if it's something that you handmade, because it just makes me feel like you were thinking of me. And then I got 26% for acts of service. So if somebody can help me out, like when I was in school with helping me doing my homework, studying with me, helping me clean up, maybe taking my car to go get it washed or put gas in my car, like little small stuff like that is good to me. And then I got 16% with words of affirmation. I'm more of a person that I like for a person to do something than just to say it. So
I don't say way too, Brittany. That's why service is my number one.
Like words don't really like move me like that. Like I appreciate it, but I'm more of a I have to see it to believe it type of person. And then quality time, I got 18%. You know, spending time with somebody, you know, just hanging out with them, going to the movies or going to dinner. And then 13%, which I was surprised, is I got physical touch was 13%.
Oh my.
Wow.
13% was physical touch, which I don't.
You're not lovey-dovey.
Yeah, I don't think that is wrong because I'm not really the type that's like real lovey-dovey and touchy-feely all the time anyway. Like, So I think that's pretty accurate.
Okay. So no PDA, no PDA.
Like, I like a little bit of PDA, but like sometimes I get in those moods where like, don't touch me. Like,
yeah, you just want to be bothered. Touches. Some people are like that. They don't want to be touchy-feely all the time. They just want to be absorbed. Yeah.
Touch me.
Do you guys want to
words of affirmation? You know what I was saying earlier about when my lover tells me that I'm beautiful, or when he. And I even use words of affirmation. I say lover instead of, you know, my man. It's lover to me. but you know, like the verbal adoration is what excites me when he says, you know, I'm beautiful or I'm valued or he appreciates me or he loves me. Like I love hearing those words. It's like music to my ears. Mm-hmm. So and then with physical touch, yeah, absolutely. Like hold my hand, rub my back, massage my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, you massage my feet. That's the way to my heart. So just the touching part of physical touch is amazing for me.
All right, so let's get into some questions about dating and love language. So the first question that I had, what is a typical date that you like, Tamika?
A typical date is dinner and back home.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have to be like out in the street. You know, I would love to have like a nice glass of wine and some good food, great conversation. Then we go on back home.
Okay. What's a typical day for you, Brittany?
Mine would be like a nice dinner date, you know, where I can dress up and look really nice. Mm-hmm. Something that may be like by the water with a great view. Sorry, mm-hmm. The ambulance is going by.
Oh, no worries. Just keep going. That's it? All right. My typical date is dinner, comedy show, movie night, or concert. More of now, it's just like dinner and a movie night. You know, I don't want to really be out too much because COVID, but I'm like you guys, just a nice, beautiful dinner. I love comedy, so I wouldn't mind doing a comedy show as date night. And I do like concerts.
Yeah. Comedy too. Yeah, I love comedy too. That's fun.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Should you go on dates even after being married or in a long-term relationship?
Yes. For sure. That's how you move on. Mm-hmm. That's how you move on. Yeah.
I think so too. And it just helps confirm that you still enjoy each other, you know, and you're enjoying life and being married through the ups, downs, the arguments, the bickering and everything. Still date if you're in a long-term relationship or marriage, because if you don't find time to go out and still remember the times that you had when you first started connecting with each other, you'll get lost in your relationship and you won't feel that, you know, there's no love because you're not appreciated to go out and just enjoy some time together. Any thoughts around it, Brittany? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if you're in a long-term relationship or marriage, yeah, you guys still have to date each other like you guys first did when you first met, because if not, you're going to lose that spark. Mm-hmm. And then that's mm-hmm. when your relationship and marriage goes downhill. And I think that's what happens in a lot of long-term relationships and marriage. They stop dating each other. They stop yeah. going out. They stop, that's true. You know, having fun. Yeah, because they're so used to being yeah. with each other. They think that, oh, well, we don't have to continue to do this anymore, but you do.
Yeah, just a long car ride with someone that, you know, you've been with mm-hmm. long term. It doesn't take you back to those, like, me and my husband, we'll go for a nice ride. We'll reminisce. You're like, remember we went down this way? We went to King's Dominion. And just that reminiscing of just being together and getting some long time is much like a long term relationship. Because I'm 18 years, I can't fathom
wow
that we've done it this long, because we do find that time to get out and do something together and connect and remember how the old days were and remember yeah. why we fell in love with each other. It's very important. Mm-hmm.
It is. Do you schedule dates? Do you schedule your dates?
No, we just go off the whim. It's a Friday.
Oh, Wednesday. Wow.
We don't really plan. We just do stuff. Mm-hmm. But unless mm-hmm. it's like a vacation or something that right. like anniversary, right. we'll plan yeah. something. But other than that, we just up a humble Friday. We'll just get in the car and go somewhere and sit by water, like I told you, and just relax and release and just talk about the old times. And that confirms our love for each other. Mm-hmm. We just reminisce about, remember this, remember that. So that's really yeah. cool. Still date and stay connected with your loved one. Should you be upfront about your love language so they know what type of person you are?
Absolutely. I think that is like the foundation to the relationship. You know, when you share your love language and your lover shares their love language, I mean, it's such a great tool to figure out how they want to be loved. You know, I think it's really important that people have an understanding, because, you know, if I was in a relationship and someone just showered me with gifts, I would think, like, why is he just giving me gifts? Why doesn't he tell me, you know, that he loves me, or why doesn't he touch me? Yeah. So yeah, just letting them know from the door, you know, yeah. like, hey, this is my love language. And also having him take the test as well, so you yeah. both know, you know, how to love each other, you know, the way that you'd like to be loved. So yeah.
Do you think this leads into another question? Do you think back in the day people used to know what love languages are, or is this a new times of people expressing what love language is? Do you think your grandmother and grandpa back in the day knew what a love language is?
You know, I mean, I guess they probably figured it out the longer that they were together. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, in modern day, when people understand their love language, not even just to be in a relationship, but just understand and know exactly what they want and how to be loved, mm-hmm. and sharing that with somebody else, I think, you know, it'll end up being a long-term relationship. But, you know, I don't think they knew that back in the day. I think they were just, you know, hey, we're together, we're working it out, you know, we'll deal with what we need to deal with. And, you know, they just kind of accepted what the next person, you know, what their lover gave. Mm-hmm. So it would have been amazing, but
in today's terms of dating, most relationships back in the day, they were much younger, so they grew together. They started with nothing. And you know, they grew up like teenagers going into adulthood and got married very young. So yeah. they learned their love language as they grew together, because when mm-hmm. you're young, you don't typically know what you want. You start developing. And I think the relationships back then was like, you grow with this person, you know each other's wants and don'ts. So in today's world, everybody has my values, and people has, like they said, they know their love languages. And a lot of people are dating much older because they didn't do what they did back in the day. When you were young, you fall in love, you go to the parents, you ask for their hand and marriage and all that stuff. It's like new times. And A lot of people take time more now to learn themselves before getting into a serious relationship and getting married by 30 and all that. So
that's true.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, I just wanted to ask that just to see how you thought about, you know, in the past times, how, you know, did they know about love language then, or is it just growing together and learning their love languages and learning to and adapt to how they love each other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, unfortunately, for the modern day relationship, they don't give each, you know, themselves enough time to grow and love each other. You know, it's like that microwave dating. You mm-hmm. get together, you have fun, but you don't really know each other. And then you figure out like, hey, this isn't what I want. But it may not even be that. It may be because you haven't expressed your love language and they haven't expressed how they want to be loved. So, you know, mm-hmm. then it ends quickly. So.
Okay, yeah. So you have any thoughts around that, Brittany, or you good with this?
I'm good.
Okay. What is a deal breaker if someone doesn't know your love languages? Are you willing to continue the relationship with them if they don't quite understand your love language?
I mean, I have been in relationships where I wasn't even aware of my love language. So for them, I mean, and I've stayed in relationships to see if it would work out, but eventually it doesn't because, you know, we're just not loving each other with the same, with there's no direction, there's no intention behind it. So yeah, it just really doesn't work. I would rather us know how we want to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about you, Brittany?
Me personally, I could stay with somebody that didn't know my love language because you can teach them. Not everybody's going to know what you like, what you don't like. So you can't just up and leave because, oh, hey, he doesn't know that I don't like to be touched, or he doesn't mm-hmm. know that I like acts of service. Like, you have to tell people these things. And, mm-hmm. you know, now if you tell them and then they continue not to do it, that's a different story. Then yeah, that's you got to break story. Up.
That's
but
right.
If you tell them and they're doing it, then I don't think that's a deal breaker. I feel like you have to be an adult and you have to communicate what you like and what you don't like. And if they don't do it, then leave.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what kind of love language are you willing to give a man?
What kind of love language am I willing to give a man?
Yeah.
All of it. All of it. All of it. Words of and I would want to know what his love language is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. So I think that would be the first thing because, I mean, as Pisces, we give it all,
right? Uh huh. We do.
We give all the love languages, but if we understand what their love language is, when I started dating my lover, I gave him the test because I wanted to know. I wanted to know how he likes to be loved. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we give it all, but I still want to know, so I'm not just throwing everything.
I agree, Tamika. I agree with you, all of them, like, because you never know, like, what that man might like, so you can't be like, oh, I'm just gonna pick a specific one for him, and that's what it's gonna be, like, no, because you wouldn't want him to do that to you, so.
Right, yeah.
You know, you have to do what he likes as well, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which of these seven love languages would you say you are? This is another seven love language that I found online, and I just wanted to go over it with you guys. It's the seven are active, appreciation, emotional, financial, intellectual, physical, and practical. Give like three examples of the three that you would want in a man.
Read them again. Read them again.
Emotional. The seven were active, appreciation, emotional, financial, intellectual, physical, and practical. What would be your ideal love language, man? Well, you can get
emotional. I would say definitely emotional. I would also say appreciation and physical.
What would be your ideal man, Brittany, with these seven love languages?
Mine would be emotional as well.
Mm-hmm.
Financial.
Mm-hmm.
And appreciation.
Okay. Mine's will be appreciation, financial, and intellectual.
Okay. Hold up. Can I get another one? I want financial too.
Build your man out how much you want, Tamika. Go ahead.
Build him all the way up.
I want all seven if I can.
Right. All seven. But that's not being practical, because not everybody is, you know.
That's building a robot in these.
But having those top three, you know, is key.
Yeah, I agree. It is, and also, you know, a person can work up to be all seven of those things too.
Sure can.
As well,
yeah,
sure can.
So because they might have three or two of them doesn't mean that later on in life they won't have all seven.
Yeah, that's right. Me getting married young, we started like with nothing. You know, we building through our life. You see the changes and the growth with each other. Just that's why a lot of people that I see online, they talk about they want this and they want that in a relationship. Sometimes it's okay to start with a man that just has a small job that's not, not everything, you know.
Right.
So a lot of women miss out on good men because it's all the wants and don'ts. But let that man grow, or let that woman grow. And a lot of people miss out on true love because they always just overshadowing because he don't have this, he don't have the nice whip, he don't have this. You know, let that man evolve into who he's gonna be. Because a lot of men miss out on true love. You know, just criticizing what they don't have, trying to beat that man up or woman up. To get, you miss out on true love if you're not really focusing on what's really good. Because this person can have the most beautiful spirit, but you missing out because, I don't like his car, or I don't like his job, you know?
Yeah.
You don't give that person time to mature into who they really are. You're missing out on true love because you're overlooking everything else.
That's true.
And men need to like say if they genuinely have a connection with this person, try to grow with that person because you never know what they may blossom into. Any thoughts on that, or any takes on dating, you know, with someone that has very little, or you know, trying to make it in the dating world, but they just overlooked by so many people because of their status?
I think that number one, you have to know what you want. Number one, you have to know what you want. And you also, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone who is maybe starting a business, or, you know, developing something, or building an empire, whatever it is, you know, maybe he's not at the place that you would like for him to be, or maybe, you know, this is something that you desire, but I guarantee you, if you water that plant and you inspire that person and it'll grow.
Yeah.
It will grow into this beautiful thing, you know, instead of trying to go out there and look for something that, you know, may have all of the things that you may want, the nice cars and the nice homes, but they don't speak nice to you, or you know, they don't give you words of affirmation, they don't touch you, they just throw money at you.
Yeah,
you know, so I you know, you have to be clear about what you want, and just and understanding that if you do have someone of that you know, a value that you say, you know what, I want to be with this person.
Yeah.
And he may not be, you know, financially set. And I know a lot of people are gonna listen to this like, girl.
Yeah.
He not had the, you know, but I mean, like on the real, like if we're talking, you know, building something with somebody, you know, you definitely have to water that person. You got to water them.
People don't see that you grow in life. People just look, and then they miss out on good people. A lot of women like, I'm 40 and I don't find someone because you're too picky. You know, being so picky and be selective, know what this person's 5-year plan is. And you'd be like, okay, he may have a Honda Civic, but we can be in a Mercedes Benz in 6 years. You never know what your future may hold. You just got to know what path that person's on and then what kind of mindset they have for the future. Because a lot of negative talk on the internet and all these podcasts you see, people are going in about they have to have money, they have to have status, they have to have a degree, and they have to be. No, true love is that person's attentions and where their mindset is going and their religion. You know, just everything has to mess with yours so you can know that they're in the right path and the right mind frame to be successful in a relationship. Because a lot of people look down on so many negatives. No. It don't check none of their boxes. But love language, if they have something in common that you want, just the affection, the acts of service, those things can grow and blossom. And people just need to realize that and not overlook every man or woman just because they don't have every ticker on their checklist. You can make a relationship work and you can actually grow a foundation by just really believing that person's goal and their mindset from the beginning. I don't know what you guys think about it.
And my question for that, you know, for women that have these particular standards, do you have it? Can they match it? You know, like they want all of this. Is it because you want it because they want you don't have it?
Yeah, they want a fairy tale. You have to succeed in your life as well. It's a balancing act within the relationship. He's not going to bring everything for you. You have to work as well in the relationship. And a lot of people don't see that to have a successful relationship. They always think about what is the man bringing to the table? Oh, he don't. What are you bringing to the table? What are you?
Yeah.
What are you going to be an asset to this man's life? You know, people don't see that. And that's why a lot of relationships are not working, because everybody is just out to get what they can get from that person. And that's it. And relationships don't work in the dating world, because people have too much they want from a relationship instead of trying to build together.
Right. That's true. That is true.
Yeah. Any other things you want to talk about on dating or love language, guys? You have any questions for us, Tamika?
Do you know your lover's love language?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, good.
My husband's is appreciation, and he also acts of service as well. We balance each other. The things that we do for each other, we really appreciate and we value that. That we compliment each other with helping each other out. And I think that's how we're thriving and still making it this long, because we do have each other's back at any chance that we need each other. We're there for each other. Do you know your
own? That's good. Yes, my lover, his love language, his primary love language is words of affirmation. Okay. So
it matches well, right?
It absolutely works. And quality time. This is quality time. So yeah, that works for me too, because quality time was 20% for me. So, you know, that's majority of it. So
yes. So this was a really good topic to talk about, but I think that's all what we have on today's topic. I want to thank Tamika for being here. Tamika, do you want to plug where people can find you?
Yes, you can find me at Pisces Vibe on Facebook. We have this group where we come together with a lot of Pisces. Again, you have to be a Pisces to join, and we inspire and encourage, and we have fun on the page. So come check us out.
So if you would like to join us, just like Tamika did, please send your emails to PiscesOpinion2021@gmail.com. And thanks for tuning in to the Pisces Opinion Podcast, where we keep things real all the time.
That was fun.
It worked.